In many cities, taxis, buses, and subways may be the best way to get around town if you don't have a car and have a long way to go. But in this city, it's the methods of old meeting the demands of today. We hop on board on this edition of the American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
As cities have grown, the way people navigate them has changed as well. But in one part of New Orleans, the method of travel has remained the same for almost two centuries now.
The St. Charles Streetcar Line opened in 1835. It's the oldest continuously operating streetcar line in the world. It first operated with mules and horses eventually, and it was electrified in the early 1890s. And it hasn't shut down since then.
Patrick Judge works for the New Orleans Transit Authority, and he says that although the St. Charles Line has remained, the current system is only a fleeting shadow of what it once was.
You used to be able to go from the river to Lake Pontchartrain on streetcars here in New Orleans and all the way across town. We had 20-some different lines that you would only have to go three blocks and be able to catch a streetcar line. And we have two. We're about to put a third back, which is the Canal Street Line.
New Orleans expanded its streetcar service to include that canal line, a run that is familiar to many longtime residents when it was removed in 1964. But probably the most well-known streetcar in New Orleans is one that no longer exists, but was immortalized by Tennessee Williams.
The streetcar named Desire was an old streetcar line in New Orleans that was taken out in 1948. It was started in 24 and taken out in 48, but it went right through the French Quarter and into the lower part of New Orleans. One line from that movie and that book came from when he wrote that story here when he was staying here in New Orleans.
It's a unique process in which this city is turning to the transportation of old to meet the demands of today. Traveling the countryside in New Orleans, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCray.